We've got to have an economic recovery.
We are hoping for the override to go through.
There's really nobody left in City Hall to cut.
Our occasional series, Towns in Trouble, has been examining the tough budget times facing Massachusetts communities. In Brockton, some 430 teachers could be laid off, more than one-third of the city's total teachers. The school committee meets tomorrow to consider its options in closing a nearly $10 million deficit in Brockton. The situation isn't quite as dire in Gardner, but that city is also facing the prospect of laying off teachers and librarians and guidance counselors and others, as WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Three big numbers account for the big layoffs facing Gardner's schools, and only one of them is of Gardner's own doing. First and biggest is the $800,000. That's how much the state is probably going to cut its aid to Gardner's schools. Then comes the staggering $600,000 increase in health insurance for next year. And on top of that is the $365,000 in salary increases the school committee has given to teachers and other unionized employees. One, two, three, the school system is facing a crisis.
We've cut so much in past years and this year coming up. In the expense side, there literally is nothing left to cut.
That's the superintendent of schools, Carol Daring. The only thing left, she says, is to cut 10% of the employees, as she explained at a recent school committee meeting.
It's gotten to the point where we're talking about what cuts can we make and still be able to survive and still be able to give our students the education that they deserve.
However hard the superintendent and the school committee scan the hefty budget books, looking for things to cut however small, like the copying machine budget, they can't find enough spare change to save jobs. But one way to soften the blow of layoffs would be to ask the teachers' union to give up their scheduled pay raises.
We need their help this time around and the help of the other unions. This time, we need them to take a zero.
Three times now, the school committee has asked the superintendent to ask the teachers' union, as well as the unions for the clerical workers and the paraprofessionals, to forego those pay increases. The teachers' union has been as unresponsive as its local president was when I asked to talk with him after a recent school committee meeting.
Has the superintendent spoken to you the third time?
I have no comment as of yet.
Will you have a comment?
Maybe.
That's Howard Howie Clash, longtime president of the local teachers' union. He may be the softball coach, but he's played hardball, while the city side unions have made sacrifices, says the mayor, because of the city's troubles.
All seven unions took 000 for raises.
Police, fire, Department of Public Works, they all went along, says Mayor Mark Hawk.
Now, conversely, the schools gave out raises.
Mayor Hawk sits on the school committee, but he can only vote in the case of ties, so he couldn't stop those teacher raises.
They got a 3% raise this year.
This must have driven you crazy.
It drives everyone crazy, but that's the absurdity. That's where the power really lies. Fire and police unions are strong, but locally, I know the guys. We can deal with them. We always work it out. The schools, however, it's the teachers' union that I think is a little too powerful, always gets what they want, and that's something else that's killing the school system.
I love the school system here. They have wonderful teachers. They are just great. I can't say enough about them.
School committee member Christine Wilson has children in the first and second grades. She jokes about being called the budget bulldog on the board. Her fear of elementary classroom teachers being laid off may explain her dogged search for any budget savings that might add a job. In 2008, though, she voted to give pay raises to the teachers.
In retrospect, you regret that vote?
Yes. I think it was too high. If we knew then what we know now, would I have voted? No, I wouldn't vote for it.
The collective bargaining agreement gave teachers an increase of 1% the first year, 2% the second, and 3% this year. Were they to forego this year's increase, as many as 12 staffers could get their jobs back. The teacher layoffs will proceed by seniority, so the youngest and newest teachers will go first, in a case of what critics have long called the teachers' union pension to eat their young.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to take care of this ourselves.
At a recent public meeting, school committee member Carol Bailey pointed out that the city of Gardner has consistently provided the bare minimum funding required by the state, paying only about 25% of the school budget, while the state picks up 75% of the cost.
That we've never had a budget where we had to do this, but we're going to have to go to our residents and we're going to have to request an override to fund this.
In a city hard hit by economic decline that's never passed a Proposition 2.5 override, what are the chances of winning one now when the teachers' union isn't going to give up any of its salary increase or make any other concessions either? I tried to put the question to the union president, Howie Clash.
I have no comments.
All right. I would think you would be...
I have no comments.
Will you have a comment?
Maybe. Probably after... we'll see.
Let me give you my card, and I'll be asking you again.
You probably may get the same answer, no comment.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.